That would be Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, don't you just love it?
I do.
I went and saw Jersey Boys a few years ago here at the in Portland. It was one of those traveling Broadway Across America kind of things.
Right.
Great show.
Nice.
Great musical. They sang that song. So my mom and dad loved Frankie Valli, and so I thought, well, you know, for them today, I'll play them the good example of love in a marriage through all of its ups and downs. And so I played Frankie Valli. In fact, I played that also for View from the Pew. It was a whole episode devoted to love. And sometimes love can be a little rocky, so to speak. So Scott and I talk with our friend Patricia Mackey about how you get over some of those bumps and humps. And
sure.
Things. Well, you know, one way to do it. Buy your way out of the doghouse,
yes,
David.
That there you
is
go.
Another way that you can do this.
That'll always work.
On today's Second Cup, I thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about, well, how Americans are going to be celebrating St. Valentine's Day today.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, going to be hitting the pocketbook just a little bit. So I found this article. This is wallethub.com, and they talked about Valentine's Day facts for 2022.
All righty.
And it is staggering.
Yeah.
I cannot get over this. So for this year, total Valentine's Day spending projected for the year, it's up about 10%. $23.9 billion.
That amazes me.
Billion.
That much.
That averages, they said, about $175 a person celebrating. I went, what?
Well, somebody's taking up my piece. What? I can tell you that.
Somebody, I mean, and that's the average. Right?
Yeah.
You consider us who maybe went on the very much lower end. That means somebody else is really pitching some money out there.
Yeah,
perhaps
no doubt.
Maybe you think about an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be a Valentine's Day gift maybe. So that would definitely take up the slack.
Yeah, I could
low
see
giving.
That. Yeah. So speaking of which... Mm. My wife and I, we got engaged on Valentine's
Day. Did you really?
We did indeed. I remember it very well.
We did not get, Scott and I didn't get engaged on Valentine's Day, but Valentine's Day was the day that we told my family that we were engaged.
Oh, okay.
We took them out to dinner.
Yeah.
So it was all about that same time. And then, of course, married a year later in April 89, so to speak. Yeah,
that's it.
Well, here's the good thing that women should be excited to know. Men will spend twice as much as women will spend for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's kind of lopsided. Now, I think I've read in other countries, I think Japan might be one of them. It's opposite, that women spend more money on Valentine's Day than men do. But
yeah, I'm looking at this numbers, and so it says men will spend on average $235 versus $119 for women.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain about that, except the funny thing is for married couples, well, that's shared money. That's coming from your joint account.
Right.
So, but it's the thought that counts,
oh,
right,
sure.
David?
That's exactly
all
right.
All right. So what are people spending it on? Well, the top gift, I said that just a minute ago, probably because it's most expensive, jewelry.
Yeah.
Jewelry is the number one gift, followed by flowers.
Flowers?
And even then, $2.3 billion in flowers are going to be spent. I, of course, had a beautiful bouquet of flowers sitting next to a freshly brewed pot of coffee for me this morning. I enjoyed that very much. That was until, of course, I left my coffee next to my beautiful flowers at home when I came to work.
So following flowers, then, it's candy.
Candy.
Yeah.
Chocolates.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with chocolates. I will take a milk chocolate any way that you can serve a milk chocolate. Caramels, I love them. I like the nuts and chews box from See's Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, yeah. Very tasty.
Eat a lot.
So you think about going back to flowers, you think about this, the florist industry, boy, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day have to just make that industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those 2 days.
Yeah, they're huge. That probably is a good portion of it. And I think as we've talked about over this probably last few months and especially weeks, we're coming to a head here with the pandemic, people are looking for anything to celebrate, anything to celebrate. And all depending on how you celebrate too. The flowers are nice. Jewelry is wonderful. But David, the last statistic we have here, 58% of Americans say a romantic gestures are important to them, are more important to them than they were pre-pandemic, meaning do something. In fact, most people would prefer that, not a gift, but an activity,
right?
Time together. That's the number one thing both men and women want for Valentine's Day.
I could see that.
I think that's so important. FaceTime.
Yeah.
With each other. I have a plan for Valentine's Day that will also include red. I've been planning this for a little while, so I'll tell you tomorrow how it goes off for the family in my house.
Yeah, I mean, you could just, like, tonight, you could just sit home and watch a romantic movie.
Oh, Scott would.
Being together.
Oh, he'd love that,
yeah,
for sure. So we hope that you have a very blessed St. Valentine's Day. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.